I would like to share with you what had just happened in the last 10 hours. Last night, I was privileged to speak at a group of men called Crossing Over, a cross-cultural men's Bible study. They have a fall meeting every Monday night at 6 o'clock. Last night it was at St. John's Missionary Baptist Church. Next week will be at Grace Church in Morrisville. September 26th will be at Living Word Baptist Church. October 3rd, First United Methodist Church. And October 10th, Martindale Church of Christ. These are Christian men of all ages, backgrounds, and denominations. And they are those people who has the heart for racial reconciliation and those who wish to forge relationship with godly men of other colors and cultures. As we are talking about leaving a legacy of transformation for the next generation, it is very important that we work together. It doesn't matter what denomination we are, Christian denomination. It doesn't matter how many, what kind of culture we came from or tradition. We just have to come together in faith and to do the works of the kingdom in our own communities and outside of our city. Earlier this morning, I went to a meeting with a pastor, Pastor Rob of the Midtown Vineyard near Broad Ripple Avenue. And we were planning to mobilize 400 to 600 volunteers on October 8th and 9th. These volunteers will come from Northview Christian Life, which is in Carmel, Indiana. They are closing their services for that weekend, Saturday, October the 8th, and Sunday, October the 9th, to be out in the community and serve in many different ways. So we will be partnering with them, mobilizing a total of 800 people during those 2 days. And then earlier this afternoon, I was supposed to go in a meeting, but the meeting was canceled. And I was in the office eating lunch, and then all of a sudden, a person stopped by. And this person is Pastor Maggie of Rose Christian Church. And he came, and she came over, and she asked for prayer and encouragement to make a difference in her community and in her church, to partner with Faith, Hope, and Love to serve the community in many different ways. So in less than 24 hours, many things had transpired. And I'm saying this not to be prideful, but actually to brag for the Lord. Because if we are obedient in what He called us to do, He will leave us, you know, like breadcrumbs. And we will just follow those breadcrumbs. And as we obey Him, more revelation, more of His glory will be shown to us. So I would like to encourage you, just follow the breadcrumbs of God. And I would like to encourage you with this verse. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of the Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 11:15, New King James Version. God bless you.